The Quran, as you call it, Quran, teaches us to suffer peacefully. Our religion teaches us to be intelligent, be peaceful, be courteous, obey the law, respect everyone. But if someone puts his hand on you, send them to the cemetery.
May 19th, 1925, the day on which an African-American was born who would one day change the lives of all Americans. Malcolm X was an African-American Muslim minister, a civil rights leader, and a human rights activist. The day of his birth, the 19th of May, is celebrated every year and is known as Malcolm X Day. His given family name was Little, which he later changed to the letter X. The family name Little was commonly given to African-Americans by slave owners in order to humiliate them, since it means small in size and alludes to insignificance. Malcolm's father, Earl Little, was a Christian minister and a defender of African American rights. The Ku Klux Klan, a white supremacist organization, constantly threatened and attacked Malcolm's family due to his father's activities as a defender of African American rights. December 28, 1931. Malcolm was only 6 years old when his father was found dead with his body nearly split in two. The body was found next to a tram car railway. The police announced suicide to be the reason for death. But Malcolm's mother didn't believe the suicide story put forth by the police. She believed that her husband had been killed by the Black Legion, a white supremacist group who had frequently harassed and threatened the family. Eventually, Malcolm's mother had a nervous breakdown and was sent to Kalamazoo State Hospital for 24 years. In 1946, after dropping out of high school due to a white teacher's racist comment and working multiple odd jobs, Malcolm was forced towards robbery and at the age of 21 was arrested and sent to Charlestown State Prison. The judge sentenced Malcolm to 8 years of hard labor. In prison, he met fellow convict John Bembry, who encouraged Malcolm to read. Later in 1948, Malcolm's brother, Reginald, introduced Malcolm to Islam. On August 1952, the 27-year-old Malcolm is released early from prison on parole. With his release, Malcolm decided to take a new path. He decided to follow up on Islam, the religion he had begun to study in prison. He changed his name from Little to X, and in this manner announced to everyone that the identity of African Americans had been stolen by white American slave owners. Many members of the Nation of Islam changed their family names to the letter X. Due to Malcolm's eloquence and charisma as a public speaker, he was appointed as a minister and a spokesperson for the Nation of Islam. Between the years of 1952 and 1964, a total of 11 years, Malcolm was successful in introducing Islam to countless individuals. He also increased the Nation of Islam's membership from 400 individuals to over 30,000 individuals. He even inspired the famed boxer Muhammad Ali to join the Nation of Islam. December 22, 1963. After the assassination of U.S. President John F. Kennedy, Malcolm X encouraged Muslims and African Americans to not remain silent and rather stand up for their rights and fight the oppression being done to them. Elijah Muhammad, the leader of the Nation of Islam, didn't agree with Malcolm's statements, and so he ordered Malcolm to remain silent for a period of 3 months. But Malcolm no longer considered Elijah Muhammad a suitable leader for African American Muslims. March 8, 1964. Malcolm X officially announces a break in his relations and associations with the Nation of Islam, but will remain a devout Muslim. In April of 1964, Malcolm X goes to the Hajj pilgrimage and sees the unity of Muslims of all colors. He subsequently changed his name to Hajj Malik al-Shahbaz and embarked upon introducing Islam to the whole world, especially the American population, which was a threat to the white American establishment. Elijah Muhammad saw a threat to the Nation of Islam and himself due to the popularity and activism of Malcolm X, and thus ordered his execution, saying his head should be cut off. A few days later, a bomb exploded in Malcolm's house, but fortunately, none of Malcolm's family members were harmed in the explosion. Yet throughout 1964, Malcolm was repeatedly threatened. February 21st, 1965. 400 attendees were listening to Malcolm's speech in Manhattan's Audubon Ballroom. Three men sitting in the front row stood up and shot up to 21 bullets at Haj Malik al-Shabazz. A team of doctors pronounced Malcolm dead at 3:30 p.m. shortly after arriving at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital. All three of Malcolm's killers were sentenced to life in prison. Two of them later regretted their actions, but the third person, by the name of Norman Butler, never regretted the murder. Norman Butler eventually was promoted to the head of the Nation of Islam's Harlem Mosque. The NYPD, the FBI, and the CIA have also been accused of having a hand in the assassination of Malcolm X. The martyrdom of Haj Malik al-Shabazz was to the benefit of all those who considered the empowerment of African Americans to be a serious threat to the white American establishment.